Hi, this is Tobias from Simplero, and let me use this moment to talk about the feature known as global snippets. So this video is about how you use global snippets and how to set it up. So when you're on your Simplero dashboard here, what you want to do is you want to go into your account settings and then move down under automation. And then you'll get into the global snippets if we go here. So let me just delete this one. There we go. Perfect. So this is how your snippets will look if you haven't used them before. And the way that they function is that you want to add a global snippet. And we just put in the key as a test. And then we insert whatever text we want, saying, this is my test, for example. And then we save changes. Now we want to go somewhere in the Simplero system and insert our global snippet in order to actually create utilize this snippet. And what we then want to do, let's stay on this page just so we have the key. We want to go, let's go and make a landing page actually. There we go. And we go to our blank landing page and edit that. There we go. And we then have a text section. So now we want to insert our global key in order to have that work. So we go back here and then we want to use space global.key and all of that. So let's insert that There we go. Global dot and then the key. So the key is this text that we inserted here. So that would be the key that we need to replace this with. So then we put in test. Space and end of brackets. And let's just save that. Here we go. Perfect. Let's go to view landing page. And then instead of global snippet or just global key, then the text is now, this is my test. And so then we can write whatever we want in here actually. Let's make a change. To something, for example, and we save it, and then we update the page here, and then that text has changed as well. And this will change overall across the entire system. So, for some of you, what you might want is not just some text, but you might want to have something highlighted or something with different colors and all of that. And the section here actually use the same source code as any other text editing field in Simplero. So what we could do for just to have fun of it, say this is some text that is highlighted and on different lines. For example, if I can actually spell highlighted and on different lines. Sorry, English is not my main language. There we go. And then if we go into the editor here, we can actually go into the source code, but let's wait for that. So we want that to be, let's say, bold. And we want that to be in a red color, for example. So now we go into the source code because now we have what text we want anywhere. And then we just highlight all of that, copy it, and we'll go to our snippet, go in and insert and save changes. There we go. And Now what we can do is we can actually just, let's save changes here. Then let's add a, let's see what could be fun to add. Let's just say a, let's just a text in the VBS section. So just for the fun of it. So we put that in. And what we want then is to have the same. So we do brackets. It does not come up well in that. So let's change the background just so we can see what we're doing. So the background, let's change that to default. Perfect. So we want to have the brackets global dot test and one bracket and end bracket. There we go. And now let's look at our page here. And now you see that the same text with all the different features of that text is actually placed down here. And so whenever we want to change something, we can actually do that just one place and it will change multiple places. So whenever, wherever right now in the Simplero system, it can be emails, it can be lessons, it can be, websites, membership sites, all the different places you might think of having the same text, you can actually just insert this key here, and then whatever you have in this field will then be transferred to anywhere that key is placed. So I hope that this video could explain that in a good way, and that this is something that you might want to try and use. If you have any questions to the global snippets or any mistakes happen or anything, then please don't hesitate to reach out to our support. That's why we are here. Okay, well, you have a great day and thank you for listening.